This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This may raise some eyebrows, but higher education in the United States is a business. Not for profit for the most part, but a business nonetheless. And like those for-profit businesses, colleges and universities here have to keep an eye on the basics, expenses and revenues. International students are a major source of the latter. And when a lot of those students headed back home in the pandemic, schools felt it in their bottom lines. They're coming back, though, those students, slowly. Though a million foreign students in the 22-23 school year, according to data from the State Department and the Institute of International Education, that's up 12% over the prior academic year, still, though, below the pre-pandemic peak. And as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, where those students are coming from and what they're willing to pay is changing.
More students come to the U.S. for higher education from China than anywhere else. But the number of Chinese students studying here dropped for the third year in a row. And the number of undergraduate and non-degree-seeking students has gone down by about a third since its peak. Chris R. Glass studies higher education as a professor at Boston College.
China really underperformed. If this was Wall Street and we saw these numbers from China, the stock would plummet.
Glass notes more Chinese students are studying at home.
Parents see unaffordable tuition and incidents of gun violence and racism on the news. They're much more hesitant to send their child to a U.S. institution.
Students coming from other parts of the world have made up for a good chunk of that decline. Sub-Saharan African countries sent 18% more students last year. India sent 35% more. Mirka Martel of the Institute of International Education says these areas have lots of young people.
But there is not often home country capacity to satisfy those students.
The impact those students have on a college or university's bottom line depends on whether they're undergrads paying thousands of dollars annually in tuition or graduate students getting stipends. India, for example, sent about five times as many grad students as undergrads. Chris R. Glass of Boston College says the revenue implications are significant.
Our mid-tier public institutions, our regional institutions, our community colleges, all are going to see their balance sheets change as a result of these underlying dynamics.
Schools can boost international enrollment with online education. Stephanie Kim of Georgetown points out it reaches a different demographic.
And they're typically older adults. They maybe are not as mobile as an 18 to 22-year-old picking up, moving to the United States.
And you can fit way more students in a virtual classroom than in a lecture hall. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.